Hello, I am Janet, and this is Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Happy Tuesday to ya. Hope you guys are doing well. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we've had a podcast. Ashley has been traveling to go see her family, and now she's busy with work. So it looks like she might be stepping away from the podcast. So I guess the big announcement for this week is that we are hiring. And this is my vision for the podcast. I have a lot of very talented, very funny female friends in my life. And if you're listening, I'm probably talking about you, because most of the females in my life are funnier than me. I am more of a factual, keep it to the point type person, and I want to get some funny people on my podcast. So what I'm thinking about doing, we'll see if this works out, is if you want to send me an email at twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com or pinkbarb27@yahoo.com, or even message me through Facebook, because I know most of my girlfriends are on Facebook. We're all addicted. Letting me know that you might be interested. I'm thinking about maybe like rotating my girlfriends, bring you in, and I'm just going to throw topics at you and we'll just talk about them for 30 minutes. It'll be every Tuesday night. You just need to be available to be in Parker, Colorado at 5:30 p.m. to record Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. So I'll hopefully be hearing from some of you very soon. I already am working on having someone lined up for next week, and a little hint, some vodka and stilettos might be involved. If you follow us on Facebook, then you've seen us promote this very funny and talented lady. But nothing is in stone yet, so keep your fingers crossed. If not, we'll work on something. But for this week, this is Janet and I'm flying solo, so bear with me. So what's going on in the world? For the last 3 weeks, I have been in a weight loss challenge with my coworkers, and I'm not overweight. I am not hoping to lose 20, 30 pounds. I just have that stubborn 5 to 10 pounds that I can't seem to make go away that wasn't there 2 years ago. So I'm not doing anything crazy. Don't get mad at me. Don't post any hateful comments. But I am trying to be a little bit healthier and drop those stubborn 5 to 10. I gotta say, I'm not doing too well. The first weekend after the weight loss challenge started, Steve and I went to Vegas, and the alcohol consumption with the food consumption, oh my goodness, it totally took me the other way on the scale. But I was able to recover, and I am back, and I am down 2 pounds in the last 3 weeks. All right, so what I'm trying to do in order to lose the weight is make better decisions when it comes to eating, because a lot of weight management comes in the kitchen. Yes, I work out regularly and I'm trying to intensify that on a regular basis, but the eating thing is kind of my weakness. So I've been trying to like replace some of my sweet tooth cravings with healthier choices, and I have to share this recipe that I found. And I made it once, and then I even worked to improve it, so the second batch was even better. This is what's in it. So this is kind of like verbal Pinterest. Are you ready? Get your pen and paper. So it says, when you have a sweet tooth and want to stay on track, here's a nice treat. Sugar is not an added ingredient. So what you need are 3 mashed bananas that are ripe, 1/3 cup of applesauce, 2 cups of oats, 1/4 cup almond milk, 1/2 cup of raisins, which is optional. If you're not a raisin fan, you can leave those out, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. And then for the second batch, I added, thanks to the advice of one of my dearest friends, Christy, sugar-free chocolate chips. I didn't even know they existed, but Hershey's makes them and the Parker, Colorado Walmart carries them. And I gotta say, I took them into work today and everybody loved them. So you mix all of this together, and when it came to the chocolate chips, I just kept adding until I thought it was perfectly chocolatey enough. And to some people, it might be too much chocolate. I haven't had any complaints, but there's a lot of chocolate chips involved. You mix it all together, bake it at 350 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes. And there you've got it. And every night, especially after dinner, I don't know if you're like me, I used to reach for the ice cream. I'm now reaching for these substitute cookies, and they are amazing. They're hitting the spot. I will be posting this recipe on our Facebook page and our Twitter account. So it's facebook.com/twogirlsinabottleofwine, and on Twitter, we are the number 2 girls and wine. And right now I'm referring to us as a we because I'm not used to being solo. What are some tips that you could share with me for getting the 5 to 10 pounds off? I started running this year in 2014, which I've seen a change in my body, but I haven't seen the scale really go down. I've increased my cardio, done some more weights, but what is the trick that works for you? I'm open to any suggestions. Again, you can message me on Facebook or email me at 2girlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com or pinkbarb27@yahoo.com. My traveling comic boyfriend, Steve, he is actually working a cruise ship this week. He is doing his first cruise to Alaska. He's been sending me pictures, posting pictures, if you're friends with him on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. He's been putting a bunch of pictures up, and I gotta tell you, I'm not craving a trip to Alaska. I love the warm weather, I love the sunshine, and until today, all the pictures that he posted were dreary, gray, and he had to buy a sweatshirt because he was so cold. So I told him, for trips, for vacations, I prefer to head south, closer to the equator. Not gonna go to Canada, not gonna go to Alaska. But you know, Canada has blessed us with some very nice people in Hollywood and music. And I found a list of some Canadians that are Hollywood's sexiest. And some of these might surprise you, at least they did me, because, well, I don't know where most of my favorite actors and actresses are from. If they're from Canada, I hadn't a clue. So the first one on this list, Ryan Gosling. Who knew that he was from Canada? But we are very happy, many of us ladies, that he made it down south and hit Hollywood. And I could watch The Notebook over and over and over. The next Canadian that us Americans should be very thankful for is Shay Mitchell. If you don't know that name, and I probably couldn't have told you who this was, if you watch Pretty Little Liars like I do, she is on that show. She plays one of the 4 main girls, and she is just a doll. She plays the former swimmer, Emily. That's her name. I'm horrible with names. Horrible. The next one, okay, maybe not as excited about this one, but we all know Justin Bieber is from Canada. We're not going to hold that against Canada. The next Canadian transplant into Hollywood is Anna Paquin. I actually don't know who that is. I'll have to do some Googling. Another Canadian that we need to be very, very thankful for, and because, did you see his abs in the proposal? Anyway, Ryan Reynolds. He is Hottie McHotterson from the North. Another sexy Canuck is Pamela Anderson, which I think I knew that at one time that she came from Canada, but this article definitely reminded me. And then one last Canadian that I'm thankful for because I love her music is Avril Lavigne. So those are some sexy Canadians that we should just send a little thank you note to Canada for. They had to run down here because it was much warmer down here, according to the pictures I've seen from the Canada and Alaska trip that Steve's on. Speaking of travel, Steve and I were talking about this evening when we were on the telephone, and I grew up in a family that we didn't travel much. I lived in Missouri. The only traveling we really did, I remember when I was maybe in upper grade school, we drove from the Springfield, Missouri area up to Kansas City to see my aunt and uncle who lived there. And then drove over to St. Louis area to see my aunt and uncle that lived there, and then drove back down to the Springfield area. So we stayed mainly in the Missouri state. Yeah. And I didn't really leave the state of Missouri. This is going to be very sad and very pathetic. Don't feel bad for me. But I did not really leave the state of Missouri until I was 16. And my youth group went down to Houston, Texas. We drove in vans down to Houston, Texas for a big youth conference, and it was so much fun. I remember when we crossed out of Missouri, the whole van, we had several vans, and we are all connected through walkie-talkies. They put out a big, woo, Janet, you're out of Missouri, and it was so exciting. And at the time, I was a huge Dallas Cowboy fan. So when we drove near the stadium, I was super excited, thinking I was going to see Troy Aikman, not realizing how big the world was and how many people there are in it. Didn't see Troy Aikman, kind of sad. But that was my first adventure outside of Missouri. And then, when I was 23, I decided that I needed to learn how to navigate or work my way through flying commercial airlines, because my parents, neither one of them have ever flown. We didn't fly anywhere. They've never flown anywhere. My mother's scared to death. My sister-in-law, scared of flying. My brother's flown because he's in the Air Force. But I was 23 and my boyfriend at the time was in San Antonio, Texas for military. He was in the Army Reserves. And I made it a mission of mine to book a flight. I believe it was out of Kansas City, fly to San Antonio, and fly home. And did that with no issues. And I've flown many, many, many a time since then. And I'm glad I pushed myself. I did the same thing when it came to riding in a cab, which was a little bit, just a few years ago, actually, right before Steve and I started dating, probably 4.5 years ago. I wanted to go out. I was single. So I wanted to take a cab to a venue where I was going to be meeting some friends and then take a cab home. And that was quite the adventure. I learned how, you know, cabbies will take the long way to charge you some extra money. But I did that. I think the only modes of transportation I haven't done, and I think I'm okay, would be the public bus or the light rail, which I'll probably end up doing eventually. I'm here in Denver, and that's a very popular way to travel. But what are your travel stories? What kind of sheltered life have you lived? And if you haven't, don't feel bad for me. It's helped me grow as a human being and push myself, so I'm constantly pushing myself. Speaking of life and pushing yourself, something that I honestly struggle with constantly is self-confidence. I actually had a conversation with a coworker today, and he was asking me, you know, why I didn't seem to have that self-confidence that I should have based on the ability that I've shown at work. So I started thinking and digging down deep, and I don't know. I think it stems from just being shy and being picked on a little bit when I was in school. No, I wasn't bullied. No therapist needed or anything. It's just I was shy, and so I got picked on a little bit. But I found some ways that if you're like me and you have some self-confidence issues, some ways that you can build your self-confidence. And I wanted to share those with you because I feel like some of these helped me and they might help you. So first of all, to build your self-confidence, you got to dress sharp, which I love dressing to the nines, as they say. It makes you feel good about yourself. Although clothes don't make the man, they certainly affect the way he feels about himself or she feels about herself. No one is more conscious of your physical appearance than you are. When you don't look good, it changes the way you carry yourself and interact with other people. This is so true. So last Friday when I took Steve to the airport, there was quite the drama. He forgot his passport. I had to go back home, get the passport, take it to the airport. By the time I got to work, I was like 20 minutes late and I had no makeup on because I had planned to go to the gym after dropping him off and then do my makeup. And I hit the ground running and I was working, and it wasn't until probably 10 o'clock that I was like, oh my gosh, I never ever go anywhere without a little bit of makeup on. And here I was in my environment at work with all my coworkers with not an ounce of makeup. And it really did affect my confidence. Like I was walking around the office apologizing, like I'm not sick. I'm telling people I'm not sick. It's just I was busy, crazy morning, forgot the makeup. So how you dress really does affect, you know, dress clothing wise or your makeup, your hair. You got to put some pride into how you look because it affects how you present yourself to others. The second thing that you can do to build your confidence is walk faster. One of the easiest ways to tell how a person feels about herself is to examine her walk. Is it slow, tired, painful, or is it energetic and purposeful? People with confidence walk quickly. They have places to go, people to see, and important work to do. Even if you aren't in a hurry, you can increase your self-confidence by putting some pep in that step. Walking 25% faster will make you look and feel more important. Number 3 on the 10 ways to instantly build that self-confidence is good posture. I'm constantly telling Steve to stand up straight. He has no problems when it comes to self-confidence. But good posture, just like the walking thing, is how a person carries themselves. People with slumped shoulders and lethargic movements display a lack of self-confidence. They aren't enthusiastic about what they're doing and they don't consider themselves important. You'll see a huge difference in the way that Steve carries himself just around the house or when we're out and about. Or if you look at him when he's getting ready to go on stage, he is Mr. Confident, standing up straight. And it's just two totally different scenarios when it comes to Steve. And me, when I'm having a great day at work, you know, I'm sitting up straight. I'm presenting myself, you know, very proud and posturized, I guess. Is that even a word? But on those days where I'm feeling a little defeated, I find myself slumping. And at the end of the day, my back is a little bit sore. So work on that posture. It'll help your self-confidence. The next one is personal commercial. One of the best ways to build confidence is listening to a motivational speech. Unfortunately, opportunities to listen to a great speaker are few and far between. You can fill this need by creating a personal commercial. Write a 30 to 60 second speech with highlights about your goals and your strengths and whatever you need to boost that confidence on those days when you might need it. The next one is gratitude. When you focus too much on what you want, the mind creates reasons why you can't have it. This leads you to dwell on your weaknesses. The best way to avoid this is to consciously focus on gratitude. Set aside time each day to mentally list everything you have to be grateful for. Ashley was actually doing the 100 Days of Happy. I think we should maybe look at maybe doing 100 Days of Gratitude and being thankful. Every year when Thanksgiving comes around, I have to remind myself, you know, this is a great day to stop and remember what we have to be thankful for, but it is something we need to remember to do daily. So if you follow me on Facebook, I really do try, and I've been better at doing it daily, but throw out some positive words just to like uplift people, because I read these quotes and they make me feel better. So I figure, why not spread that? The next one is compliment other people. And this is something I need to work on, because you get so busy in life, you forget to stop and compliment others. Let them know that they're looking good today. When you think negatively about ourselves, we often project that feeling onto others. We get busy and we forget to be positive. Refuse to engage in backstabbing gossip and make an effort to compliment those around you. In the process, you'll become well-liked and build that self-confidence. The next one, sit in the front row. Which I've always been a front row sitter, might be why I got made fun of in school. But in schools, offices, and public assemblies around the world, people constantly strive to sit at the back of the room. Most people prefer the back because they're afraid of being noticed. This reflects a lack of self-confidence. By deciding to sit in the front row, you can get over this irrational fear and build your self-confidence. You'll also be more visible to the important people talking from the front of the room. The next one is speak up, which I know I have to work on. I'm always afraid that I'm going to look stupid or be wrong about what I'm speaking up about. But again, I have to be more confident in myself. During group discussions, many people never speak up because, like I said, they're afraid that people will judge them. This fear isn't really justified. Generally, people are much more accepting than we imagine. In fact, most people are dealing with the exact same fears. Number 9, work out. Along the same lines as personal appearance, physical fitness has a huge effect on self-confidence. If you're out of shape, you'll feel insecure, unattractive, and less energetic. And even on days like today, I slept in because I didn't sleep the greatest last night, and I did not feel like top-notch because I didn't get that workout in. So working out really does affect you on so many levels in so many ways. And the last one is focus on contribution. Too often we get caught up in our own desires. We focus too much on ourselves and not enough on the needs of other people. If you stop thinking about yourself and concentrate on the contribution you're making to the rest of the world, you won't worry as much about your own flaws. This will increase self-confidence and allow you to contribute with maximum efficiency. The more you contribute to the world, the more you'll be rewarded with personal success and recognition. So there you go. Those are some ways to build your self-confidence. And if you have some other tricks, go ahead and share them with us. You can message us on Facebook or Twitter or email. Have I said this already? twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com. It wouldn't be a Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine podcast if I didn't talk about Miranda Lambert. But today I actually have something to talk about. Miranda Lambert stepped out yesterday, which was June 30th, and she was showing off a little bit shorter haircut. chin-length summer bob at a party celebrating her new album Platinum. If you haven't gotten the album, you're missing out. She was in Nashville, and it is a big change. I will have to post this picture on our Facebook page. Let me know what you think. I was actually noticing the other day in the video for Something Bad with her and Carrie Underwood that her hair looked crazy long. And I gotta say, I really think some extensions were involved. Now, I don't know for sure, but about a year and a half ago, she cut off her hair. So there's no way it'd be that long, which is fine. More power to ya. If I could do the extensions, I would rock it. But my budget is a little bit tighter than Miranda's, and I hear it's kind of bad on your hair. And since I bleached my hair already, I gotta be careful. Big Brother 16 time. Time to discuss my favorite summer television show. And it's one of the only reality shows I've really gotten into outside of The Bachelor with Juan Pablo. I liked that one. But Big Brother 16 started about a week ago. Yeah, almost a week ago. And loving the new cast. They're very pretty. Lots of strong personalities. There's a couple people that I'm okay if they go home soon. Devin, kind of an idiot. He formed an alliance of six, ended up recruiting two random people to make it an alliance of eight. And there are only 16 house guests in the house. So half of the house is in this alliance that Devin's in. And I find it to be quite ridiculous. Also, Zach seems a little bit cocky, like he's trying to be the Dr. Will. And if you have watched Big Brother, you know what I'm talking about. But it's way obnoxious. The last episode, which aired Sunday night, two nights ago, revealed which of the two head of households managed to hold onto their title and which two nominees are still on the block. Those who've been keeping up with the live feeds already know who won the veto and now know whether or not it was used. But before we get to those details, I'm not going to give any spoilers away because I don't look at the live feeds, but I follow a bunch of people on Twitter that do have the live feeds. So I'm usually a few episodes ahead of the actual episodes that are airing. Sunday's episode, Caleb is the official solo HOH, and he's one of my favorite players so far. He is from Kentucky, just a good old farm boy. I'm questioning his music. He was very excited to get a Rascal Flatts CD, which, okay, it's country, but not all country is good country, in my opinion. But my opinion differs from, say, Steve's opinion. Don't get him started on music. And his nominees were Donnie and Pow Pow. So those two remained on the block. But Frankie's nominees and he were taken down. So Frankie was no longer HOH and Victoria and Brittany were no longer nominees. So in previous seasons, before this season, there's only been one head of household and two nominees each week. And the nominees fight to see who's going to stay in the house, and then there's a vote to see who will be evicted. And when I say fight, there's competitions. They're not actually like punching or anything. But this year, they mixed it up. Kind of crazy town. They have two head of households, and each head of household nominates two people. And then those four nominees compete, and whoever wins the competition, they get taken off the block, and their HOH gets dethroned. So then it goes back to the one HOH and two nominees. So we'll find out, I believe, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, who wins the power of veto, and we'll find out if it's used. So right now the nominees are Donnie and Pow Pow, and the head of household is Caleb. So that's Big Brother right now. Again, I'm ready for Devin to leave and Zach can take a hike too. Favorite girls right now? I really do like the blue-haired Smurfy girl. And her name is Joey. I think I love her spunk and really like her. She was actually part of Team America's Twist, which they're going to pick, I forget how many house guests to do and carry out secret missions without the rest of the house knowing, and she has been the first one to be picked by America. She is one of my favorites. And when it comes to men, like I said, Caleb is one of my favorites. He just needs to work on his taste in music. So that's Big Brother. I'm going to try and give you an update every week, either on this podcast or Wrinkled Cheeks, which is my podcast with Steve, my boyfriend. So I'll keep you looped in on what's happening in Big Brother since it's the best show ever. Under the Dome came back. This is the second season for Under the Dome. It's another summer show on CBS, I believe. It came back last night, but I'm a wuss and I was asleep before it came on. So I'll have to catch up on that and then give you a recap next week. Well, I made it. It looks like I made it through a whole podcast, not quite 30 minutes. Thanks for bearing with me if you did. Again, we are hiring. We, as in two girls and a bottle of wine. Sorry, men, I gotta be sexist. Don't think I'm gonna be able to make it happen with a man co-host. But I'd like to get some of my awesomely talented women friends here, and unfortunately, we do need to have you here in the basement studio because it just sounds better. Ashley and I tried to record over the phone, and it wasn't as great. So, working on getting someone lined up for next week, but I would like to rotate them. Just throw some topic. You'll come into my basement on Tuesday nights at 5:30. We'll record. I'll throw some stuff at you, topic-wise, not going to actually physically hurt you. And we'll just knock out 30 minutes of fun, and I will feed you some wine, if that's what you're into. If not, we've got lots of ice-cold water. Thank you so much for watching. Again, find Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine on Facebook, Twitter. We're on Tumblr. We are on Spreaker, Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and all over the place. So you have no excuse not to listen. You have no excuse not to share us with your friends. Hope you guys have a great week, and I promise we will be back next week. And maybe we'll have a surprise co-host. We'll see. You guys have a great week. Bye-bye.